KSRNU. I'm John Scott. Police say a gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disease linked to contact sports and was trying to target the National Football League's headquarters in that building. Shane Tamora, a Las Vegas casino worker, had a note in his wallet that suggested he had a grievance against the NFL and asked that his brain be studied. He played high school football in California but never played in the NFL. In financial news, putting a price tag on a proposed freight railroad mega merger.
Union Pacific seeks to buy Norfolk Southern in an $85 billion deal. It would create America's first transcontinental railroad. The proposed merger would marry Union Pacific's rail network in the west with Norfolk Southern's network in the east. The nation was first linked by rail in 1869 when a golden spike was driven in Utah to symbolize a connection of the east and the west coasts. Yet no single entity has controlled that coast-to-coast passage that so many businesses rely on. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Democrats hit rock bottom in a new Wall Street Journal poll that found that voters trust the GOP more on almost every major issue. Bernie Bennett has more.
According to the survey of 1,500 registered voters, which was conducted between July 16th and 20th, a whopping 63% of the public views the Democratic Party unfavorably. Quote, the biggest share in journal polls dating back to 1990. Just 33%, meanwhile, have a favorable view. That means that Democrats have a net favorability rating of negative 30 as compared to President Trump's minus 7 and the GOP's minus 11 net rating, and that more than 9 months after it handed unified control of the federal government over to the Republicans, the party remains in the wilderness. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 260 points, the NASDAQ down 89. This is SRN News. A Canadian lawmaker fights assisted suicide.
15 years ago, Andrew Lawton tried to take his own life and nearly succeeded. But he got help and has since overcome his mental illness. And as a member of the Canadian Parliament, he's warning his fellow lawmakers not to expand assisted suicide. There's a bill under consideration that would allow mentally ill people who do not suffer from a terminal disease to take their own lives. And Lawton says if such a law existed 15 years ago, he would be dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith leaders across the U.S. are hoping a bipartisan bill in Congress might finally provide relief to an immigration issue. No exact numbers exist, but it's estimated that there are thousands of religious workers who are now backlogged in the green card system or haven't been able to apply yet. This bill would allow the government to extend religious workers' visas as long as their card application is pending. This is SRN News. Some cracks may be developing in the ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia as tensions linger despite the truce agreement.
The Thai military has complained of several violations by the Cambodian side and insisted on its right to retaliate against those, to fire back. We know that there was very intense fighting right up to the midnight deadline for the ceasefire, including Thai airstrikes in the, so those last hours before the ceasefire came into effect. Cambodia is not reporting any ceasefire violations at all. So different pictures being given by each country. On the Thai side, they feel the Cambodians have over several months been expanding their presence on this border, building up their facilities in disputed areas.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. A year's worth of rain in recent days causing flooding and landslides around the Chinese capital, Beijing. That activity has killed at least 38 people. More details at srnnews.com.